Good afternoon. Okay, not good afternoon. Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, February 10th, 2014. And everyone's here. So we will begin tonight's meeting with a review of the regular council agenda for this evening. Page 2, items 2 through 3D. Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor. Items 3C through 3E. The applicant has asked that those items be removed.
Okay. Items 3C, 3D, and 3E. Charlie Delta Echo are removed from the agenda. Items 3F through 3J. Items 3K. Yes, it did. Items 3K through 4B. I love your timing on the replacement of the carpet in the city council chambers, by the way. Thanks. Yeah, I know. I think it's a 6-1 vote to do that right now. Items 4C through 4E. Items 4F through 4I. Items 4J and 4K. Items 4L through 5A. Items 6A through 8A. And Circle K didn't go off. They just went off consent. It's 9A. Items 8B through 9A. Now, the one thing that was removed was the photo radar. That was removed from the agenda. It's going to come back later when the contract is actually completed.
Not only completed, we give council time to review.
Yeah, rather than rushing it, it was pulled off to. Then once we get the completed contract, then
and time for the council to review it, then we'll put it on.
Okay.
Is there any other information on 9A? I know it was pulled for concern about crime rates, was it not?
Yeah. Chief Mesa, come on up.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Wanted to give some clarification information on the Circle K in question. The crime numbers that you were given originally, we did some more research, and what happened was in 2006, Circle K changed their address from 735 West Broadway to 753 West Broadway. So what that did is we found some more calls for service predominantly back in 2008 and in the past years. And we have a handout if you guys want to.
I'm a little confused. The building didn't change, but the address changed. Did the street move?
No, someone from...
And 35 to 53, are we like dyslexic or what happened? We had it wrong to begin with? I'm just trying to understand when you said they changed address.
Bad report get worse, or was the bad report wrong?
The calls for service for the last 3 years went up just a little bit.
So it got worse.
They got a little bit worse, yes. But I do want to clarify, this particular Circle K is in compliance with the convenience store ordinance. They have been cooperative. If you rank them in the level of the other Circle Ks, they're right about in the middle. And their calls for service has increased, but as we did some more research, 18 of those calls are
Their Circle K is worse than this?
Yes. By calls for service, by numbers,
okay.
Yes.
This is just going to be the line in the sand then for them. It's wake-up call time for Circle K, because if they're not going to work with us on our convenience store ordinance, this is the line in the sand for me, that I'm not going to grant additional privileges to an organization who won't participate with our ordinances. We invited them to the table when we developed this ordinance, and they're not working with us to lower crime, because it puts an additional burden on our taxpayers to continue over and over and over to respond to calls to these establishments, because they won't. It's just not fair. I'm sorry.
Mayor, Council, if I might add to that, the calls for service that have went up in that particular Circle K are trespass calls, which we are working with them to encourage. Those are what I would call preventative calls for service, where we're trespassing people before they're committing crimes. So
explain to us how on a Circle K you have a trespass. Someone that is loitering and just won't leave?
It could be someone that's loitering, someone that has stolen something in the past. They may have not committed a crime, but they're just hanging out. Could be people that are...
And they the clerks and whatever recognize them and ask them to leave or ask them to stay away, and they won't leave. And so
correct. Or they have committed past thefts, and they just want them off the property.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. So they recognize them. They come in there. They're not hanging around. So the guys say, listen, get out of here. And when they don't leave, they call the police. And yes. Trespass is the offense.
And we have a trespass program where we actually will log those individuals with the store. I don't know if you want to talk about the trespass program.
Just to chime in real quick. I mean, it's not what I'm hearing from your line officers, that they're frustrated with Circle K more than any other store. I mean, is that... The guys I talk to that are on the street keep telling me this Circle K and that one, and it's just constant. Is this not the case, or are they participating?
I think it's part of that is because we have more Circle Ks. You know, we have 151 convenience stores, and of those, I believe it's 49 are Circle Ks. So we have quite a concentration of Circle Ks in the city. So it kind of, you know, skews the numbers just a little bit, because it does probably seem like they're going to those constantly because there's so many more of them.
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, if you looked at, and we will be doing an assessment of the overall SEPTED ordinance to public safety in April, and we've seen a variety. Some Circle K's and some other convenience stores have seen their calls of service drop, where others have seen it increase. Overall, the ordinance has been a success, because we've overall seen a call for service drop across the board. But it has varied from different store to store. Some have reduced, some have actually increased. But I think the important thing is that they are cooperating with us. They are actually in compliance with the ordinance. When we go down what's required, this particular store, and I think all of our Circle K's are in compliance of the ordinance. We talked about continual working with them to continue and see if we can do a additional safety plan for this particular one. But I just wanted to give you the information that even with those increases, I think that 18 calls of trespassing is significant.
Well, I guess what I'm interested is these are great, thank you, but without putting it into context, first of all, if these are middle of the pack, that may not mean for Circle K, that may not mean that it's horrible, because maybe Circle K is outperforming the rest, maybe it's not. So I look forward to when you can give us data across the universe of the entire 150 to see what we have, to see where not only Circle K fits in, but where this particular store fits in, so we can really judge it apples to apples to see if this is happening. Because if what you're saying is true, and it's anecdotal that the line officers say, God, we always seem to be going to Circle K, well, if they have 10 Circle K's and one other, then that's different than if there's two that they always have to go to. I'd like to be able to sort that out.
Yeah, I think the question is, in your professional opinion, do they get rewarded with additional liquor sale privileges or not? That's the question that's being put to us that we have to vote on tonight. So do we recommend that they get additional liquor sale privileges, or do we have more work to do before we reward them with such a thing?
Mayor, Council, my recommendation would be that they are cooperative with us. They are in compliance. I don't want to give the impression that they're not trying to help us in fighting the crime at their locations. The fact that they're calling and trespassing people before they commit crimes, I think, is a good indication that they're trying to clean up the crime in that particular Circle K. And each Circle K is significant to maybe what area that they're at. You may have some in higher crime areas which are going to have more difficulties than a Circle K in a
regardless of whether they're complaining. And the idea is, I guess, and then we remember this was the, you bring up what might be the issue when we talked about the SEPTED. We don't want to put them in a position where they're not calling us.
Correct.
Where you know it's counterproductive, and I don't know that we have enough data. And I'm still a little fuzzy because your recommendation is sort of a soft recommendation, and maybe it's because your experience and you don't really have the hard data in there to make a hard recommendation. Is that unfair to say that, or?
Well, my recommendation would not to deny it for the fact that they're in overall comparison. They're not the worst. They're not the least in crime. They're about, this particular store is about right in the middle. They're showing through the calls that they're calling that they are trying to make an attempt to reduce crime. You look at all the requirements that the ordinance requires; they have met all of them. So I think they're in good faith showing that they're trying to, be responsible for crime in that particular store.
Okay, Vice Mayor.
By chance, did they send representatives tonight? Do we have representatives here?
I believe so.
Okay, so they are, folks are here. Then I would suggest that we maybe continue this item till next meeting, give some opportunity to communicate. We have some information and maybe, get some of this worked out. This is all new to us and this information, and might give a chance to get people to communicate better.
Yeah, and one of the things is, and I hate to say this to Circle K, but we put the SEPTED in now, is it 2 years ago? Been longer than that, or 3 years ago? Okay, I lost track. And I think this is about the first wave, the first time we're coming through to actually now sit back and say, okay, now how's this worked? And so in a lot of ways, we're trying to find our way because we want to do what's right. We want to make this ordinance work, and making it work means that we have a continual partnership and we reduce crime. And so just so from Circle K, I hope you, like the Vice Mayor said, we're sort of easing our way through this too, to make sure we don't have a program that's ineffective, one that's working. And this is, I don't know that we've had another one that's really come up that's been questioned since SEPTED came in. So, Councilmember Cavanaugh, then Councilmember Richens.
Yeah, I think part of it is just whenever we have the issue of a license change or a license transfer, because otherwise it might not come up to us on a regular basis if they have a license in good standing with the state for us to come back and look at this. It is one of the reasons that the police department is going to be coming to present an overall report to the Public Safety Committee on SEPTED in general to look at the outcomes of what we've done in terms of not only the convenience stores but the other areas that we have legislated in terms of SEPTED, the hotel, motel, and some of the other massage parlors, the other things that we've done. So hopefully in about 6 weeks we'll have a little bit clearer picture just from a comprehensive standpoint on it. Thank you.
Councilman Richens, again. Okay, let's go through, though, once again. I know we go through this a lot, but Ms. Spinner, remind us what our options are here as far as a recommendation, because remember, we're not the final word on this. We're simply an advisory basically, we're an advisory body as it relates to liquor licenses.
Yes, the council makes a recommendation of the Board of Liquor, and the Board of Liquor is the final decision maker. Your recommendation, if you make a recommendation for, let's say, approval, and no one else opposes it, they don't even have a hearing and it's approved. If you make a recommendation for denial, under the statute, you have to set out in the motion the basis for the recommendation for denial and what evidence we have supporting the recommendation. That would all go to the hearing before the board, and we would, more likely than not, we generally send an attorney to go with it to represent the council's position and concerns at that hearing, and they will then make the final decision down the road.
Okay, so this is this request for a liquor license is for an expansion of liquor that they would, my understanding is for an expansion of the liquor, or is it simply a technical change? We got the representatives there. Exactly what are we trying to accomplish with this liquor license?
Mr. Mayor,
why don't you come on up, introduce yourself, and...
Mayor and Council, thank you guys for hearing me.
Yeah, go ahead and have a seat so we can get you on the mic, okay?
My name is Mark Whitmire. I'm Circle K Loss Prevention Supervisor for Circle K, the Arizona region. What we're doing here is not necessarily applying for a new liquor license. We are asking to transfer the one that we have a mile down the road from the store that we closed over to the one, store 8862, the one that is 753 Broadway.
Now, does that one, is that a different class of liquor license? Is that does that allow an expanded offering?
Yes, Mayor, it does. We are actually getting rid of our Series 10 at one store. We're giving that back. We're keeping our Series 10 at the store we're requesting at now and just transferring over the Series 9.
Okay. So basically, you closed a store down that had the ability to sell more items.
Yes.
You're transferring those rights, or asking to transfer those rights to an existing store which did not have the rights to sell as much,
yes,
or a wide variety as liquor.
Yes, sir.
So you're asking to expand it.
At that location, yes.
All right. Mr. Richin.
So the thing I was trying to get, I guess, is if they're in compliance with the ordinance, are they an attractive nuisance for additional crime if we give them additional privileges, or have they complied fully and you feel comfortable that, because I mean, I'm not going to deny somebody, and if there's good evidence that they're trying and they're working hard, and I agree that trespass calls, that's what you want them to do. I hear many of them don't make those calls and they let loitering happen. They let that stuff become a problem. So is this store in compliance with the all the core parts of the ordinance, and if they're not an attractive nuisance, are they worthy of additional
Mayor and Councilmember Richens, question, they are in compliance. I believe that they are showing cooperation with our crime fighting efforts and crime prevention efforts. So I would recommend that
all right,
you grant it.
Okay.
Councilman Richmond, Richardson?
Richens, I'm sorry. Richens.
My apologies. My first time coming to one of these. I know you questioned about that.
Boy, welcome.
Thank you. You talked about the police officers, the beat cops that you've heard, how they always go to a Circle K. If you don't mind, I'd like to read you just a quick email from Officer Orr with Mesa Police Department. It's actually to our Capitol Guard Company. We subcontract a third-party guard company that does roving patrol in Mesa community and Phoenix and what have you. But he says, Mike, just wanted to take the time to write to thank you and your employees at Capitol Guard for great work that they do. I was assigned to a robbery which took place at a Circle K store in Mesa. The clerk was robbed at gunpoint, and the suspect fled the scene on foot. It was later discovered the suspect had a ride waiting for him to be picked up a short distance from the store. The suspect hit several stores in that area over a period of a few days. The quick response of your staff at the Arizona Security Center, which is my security center, we have a 24-hour monitoring service that we monitor all stores in the Arizona region 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So my team assisted the investigation to provide a necessary identification of the suspect, which was used to prove the suspect had indeed robbed the store in Mesa. The suspect was shown the picture of himself inside the store and admitted to robbery in the stores. The rapid response to my request for video still frames of the robbery enabled detectives to have evidence of the crime in their hands in less than 20 minutes. Thank you again. Also, special thanks to Edwin Ortiz, who is my employee, for handling the request quickly and professionally. And that is from Officer Orr with Mesa Police Department. And I just kind of wanted to point out what the Assistant Chief and Patty Gallagher has mentioned. We have stepped up to the table for the past 2 years with the Mesa Ordinance. I've been working with Patty for several years now, trying to make sure that we do provide a safe community, not only for our employees, but especially for our customers, for anybody that goes inside there. Yeah, we are proactive. We do more than most. If you want to go by square footage, we have way more cameras than you know, Walmarts, your Targets, any other stores.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Councilmember Summers, do you have a question or comment?
No, just a comment for PD. The emails is a nice touch, and I'm very glad that your organization worked well with PD to apprehend those who are responsible for a number, series of robberies. That's great. What I like to look at is the data and how the statistics are trending. The data on this particular store shows it's pretty good. I mean, they're going down from 97 to 62, so we're seeing, particularly over the last 4 years, 79 to 62, seeing a trend in the positive where we're seeing a decrease in crimes. What I'd like to see as you bring this forward, looking at outcomes, isn't necessarily just the raw number of the number of crimes, because my guess is that this includes trespassing, which we don't want to punish the stores for, but looks at things that we were concerned about, like smash and grabs, where people are able to go in, the beer is stored up at the front, they grab the beer, they run off, and that's under shoplifting. Armed robbery, thefts, because we, drug sales, those things we know that the SEPTEB can have a significant influence. And when I look at these photographs, I'm seeing some very positive aspects of this particular store. For example, I see the lighting, even though it's during the day. I know that it's lit underneath. I can see through the glass of there, if they show it. One of the concerns that our law enforcement had was that when you cover these windows up with all sorts of usually beer and cigarette signs, you can't see the clerk inside, and that puts that clerk at risk. In this particular store, I can see straight through, would be able to see straight through those windows. There doesn't seem to be any dark or hidden corners. Nobody knew that Redbox was still selling movies, apparently. I thought it was all on iPad now. And I hate those phones. But, you know, the question would be, what's the lighting under that phone so they're not able to hide around that corner? So the idea is to really look at, take a more critical look at these numbers when we present them to say, what is it? What kind of crimes can we really reduce here? What is becoming a burden? And making sure that the industry and each individual store is not intentionally or otherwise is essentially turning themselves into a potential victim, because that is what we're trying to fight. Certainly, certainly have them calling for people who are hanging around. That's something that we want to encourage, and we may even be, through our search of ID, might be able to find people that who have wants and warrants. So that kind of information, more detailed information when it goes back to public safety, would be very useful.
Okay. Well, we have a recommendation from the police department. Vice Mayor, you still want to?
No.
Oh, you're okay? All right.
Mayor,
okay.
I just wanted to confirm one more thing on this one is that the trend where they're trending up at this store, and I appreciate the anecdote. I appreciate, you know, that you guys helped in that incident. You know, for every anecdote you have, I'll tell you another one about Circle K. I patronize your stores. I see what goes on. So, you know, most of the time my feet stick to the floor, too, so you could use a little cleanliness issue as well. But the trend line is indicating this store is on pace to double the number of calls for service over last year. Is that a result of heavily participating in our program? Is it because they're doing the right thing that they're calling? Are these all trespass? Are these all, or is there a crime issue?
I can address that. Okay. I think this is kind of hard to understand the way I wrote it.
Right. That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, because that's their overall calls for service. That includes all the trespass, or I'm sorry, the traffic stops, everything. Because if an officer pulls someone over, you know, as they're going through that intersection, they'll use that address. So that includes everything. Really, when you look up here in the yellow part, you can see that it's trending down and then it's going to level, which is what we wanted. It was down to 60 that first year. The second year, when it was when you had the ordinance fully in effect for a full year, it went up to 62. And we kind of expected that because we taught, you know, through the education part of it, we taught people how to call for, you know, call the police, when to call them. You know, we gave them a DVD that every employee had to watch to learn that. So we expected those calls to go up just a little bit. And then the second full year, then that you see that they went down. Because they did make those calls, we were able to go and make those arrests, and it did away with that thought on the street, you know, that you can go to Circle K to commit your crime because they won't call. So that helped to do away with that. And so I, you know, we see it kind of went up, down, and then it's just kind of level now. So.
Okay. All righty. We can talk about it more upstairs if we need to. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Governor, Councilmember Summers.
Quite briefly, I was at a SafeCom meeting in Boulder, Colorado last week. That's where I was on Thursday. We're talking about interoperable communications. It's an ongoing issue within public safety, and it was 7 degrees below zero. Very happy to be home.
Thank you. We're happy you're here, too. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Just remind the mayor and council that our next study session will be Thursday the 13th at 7:30 a.m. It will be our council strategic planning session, and it will be held this year at Mesa's Think Spot at Red Mountain Library.
Okay, thank you.
That's a subtle message.
But
Think.
I have a motion to adjourn, Councilmember Luna. Second, Councilmember I was looking at you and saying Kavanaugh. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you upstairs.